Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
Nothing much. So we're here today to pimp in the shirt.
Yeah.
We'll do it right from the stand up and show that. That is a beautiful shirt.
I don't feel like standing up, but it's all there.
There you go.
Minus my fucking dreadlock and the fucking way. Boom.
It's only a flesh wound. And you can get that you can get it on Teespring through the link at fleshwoundfeatures.com. Repping the merch today.
Baboo.
Absolutely. No, that looks great. I love that shirt. We got more coming. Remember, guys, some of the more risque ones won't be up forever.
We gotta get some branding on the hat, Dan.
I'll get some branding on that. Well, I don't know if I want to sully the work of art, but
with our logo, it'll be an even better piece. Yeah, then I'll still give it shit. So, but
I did light it up on one episode of our Treehouse of Horrors this past Halloween. So,
go watch that because it's pretty hysterical as Dan gets hotter and hotter from the lights on his head.
Yeah, it was actually starting to burn towards the end. I gutted through it.
You were so proud of that too. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
You know,
it was awesome.
See,
you can do it every holiday. Just
I wish
Valentine's get some red on there.
I wish I would have pulled that clip for our 500 because it's pretty damn funny.
600
it is. 600 is going to happen sooner than you.
I was going to say that's going to be. We're already at like 525. So
all right, 666.
That's happening. Good call, Pugs.
Hail Satan. Yeah.
So tonight we are here.
It's upside down. It's 999 there, but whatever.
So tonight we're here to talk about the brand new Shudder original from writer director Chris Baugh, The Boys from County Hell. And in this film, a crew of hardy road workers led by a bickering father and son must survive the night when they accidentally awaken an ancient Irish vampire. So this one, Irish horror film, shout out to our listener, Sean McManus. Told you we'd have some Irish horror coming up for you. This actually is what's interesting about it is it's a real Irish legend, not just something they made up for the movie. The story of Abhartach. I think I'm saying it right. Abhartach. And that was the first known written story about a blood-drinking creature. So that's kind of actually cool if you know a little bit about the lore. We're kind of introduced at the beginning to the Stoker pub, which goddamn, if that exists, I would love to go to it. learning who this motley crew of people are, the two best friends. There's some tension because one is, moving to Australia and, some shit goes down and obviously, we are infested with vampires. So this does a few things different than a typical vampire movie, which I thought was pretty cool, particularly being able to suck blood out of you when the vampire is in close enough proximity. I thought that was a nice little touch. This is a horror comedy. Towards the beginning, it felt like it might be leaning more on the horror. Then it sort of goes a little more Shaun of the Dead towards the end, but not quite that tone. My only real beef with it, because I actually had a lot of fun. I thought this was cool. I liked the big bearded dude, SP. I thought he was great.
That guy's a homie.
He was actually my favorite. I think they could have established the relationships maybe a little better, the backstory, make you a little more engaged that way. But overall, they do a pretty good job. Like I said, SP, I thought he could have had some cooler moments in this than they gave us. But
should have been the hero.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, it's sort of an obese Seamus. I wanted to see him bro kick a vampire.
That would have been fucking.
But we get, it's a fun movie. It doesn't really reinvent the wheel, but like I said, they do take certain different takes on the legend that I can't really recall seeing, at least recently. Yeah, I had a really good time. It's just a simple, fun film, and a couple good gore bits too. I thought the whole pole thing was kind of funny. And Pugs, what did you think of The Boys from County Hell?
The tone of it actually reminded me a lot of, you guys remember the movie Grabbers?
Yeah.
Another Irish horror movie.
Yeah, I think I love that movie. And this is in good company because this would be a good double feature with that. Yeah, the tone, I would say, is not as balanced with comedy and horror as Shaun the Dead, but it's doing its damnedest because Shaun the Dead's a masterpiece. This is not a masterpiece, but it's in good company. I really enjoyed hanging out with these people through our time in the movie. Even when people are being dickheads, they do redeem themselves because they do something funny, especially the dad. I fucking loved him. Did not see that coming. That was cool. And then when the mom was protecting her kid, her son, like, watch it and find out, or we'll talk about it in spoilers. But yeah, overall, man, this is a solid piece. I was happy watching this, and I was very entertained. The gore bits that you were talking about, Dan, I do think they were unique with the blood dripping because I've never seen that before.
Yeah, so hell of an opening. Yeah. Like, oh wow, holy shit!
And then when we do happen to see a certain creature, I thought that was cool, and he was always in the shadows, and like it just added to the creep factor. So yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, more savage, creepy looking bat vampires. I agree. That's what's kind of working nowadays. Did Todd? Did you pop when Dream Warriors starts playing in the pub?
Best part of the movie.
Did you do the middle hand?
Yeah. So I wasn't joking. That was my favorite part of the movie. You guys like this way more than me. It was no Grabbers.
No. Well,
I put Grabbers.
Did it make you want to see Grabbers? Yeah. But did you want make you want to see Grabbers? Yeah. Same.
I mean, I'm like not mad I watched it. It just wasn't. It wasn't. I had a decent time. I wasn't in love with it though. Not one that's going to be on the top of my rewatch list. And I don't really have any.
I think you would get more out of watching it a second time because, like, there are some comedy bits that don't hit very hard the first time.
Well, now I may see.
Space it out, though. We can wait when we do like a vampire series or something.
All right, maybe I'll revisit.
You might. This one was just. I mean, it's like they didn't quite knock my socks off, and they could have because again, I really love these characters. I love the setting, and I like the slightly different take on the vampire lore. There were a couple points where they tried to do comedy, particularly with the one character's dad, when I didn't think it was entirely appropriate. I'm dancing around there a little bit, but you know, his kind of confrontation, I guess, towards the end. I was like, oh, we're doing a joke there? This feels like you should be like more at the emotional portion of the film.
That could be a cultural thing too. Maybe that's just how they cope and deal with it.
Yeah. And you know, they were
by the way.
I just forgot to mention that. Dads.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're manly men over there. That was funny.
I don't know if you noticed, but John Lynch, who plays George, was just in The Banishing, another Shudder film that we just reviewed. He was the not the pastor. What do you call it? Shit, my Catholic school memory is not good.
The religious guy.
Yeah. The head muckety muck. We'll put it that way. He was also in that.
The little boy. No, never mind.
No. No, not
no,
that.
Like it's not been proven. Get the fuck out of here.
So yeah, all in all, I had a great time. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5. I am a three. This one's definitely above average, and it could even grow on me with a second viewing. But just give me just a little bit more. Could have, but really good finale. Fun time. Just, you know, not a super high rating, but yeah. What say you, Bugs?
I thought we were going to be on the same page, but I'm a little higher than you. 3.5. Because, like, I do think it could have been a 4. They just had to nail a certain part, and they didn't. But I love their accents. I love the characters. And I want to see more from them. So, or a prequel, too.
I'd be down for a sequel with these characters somehow. Like, learn a little more about them. Some of the relationships, like, you just didn't quite get exactly what you wanted. But, Todd, what say you?
I am, well, below both of you. I'm a 2.5. It for me, it was average.
Okay. All right. So that's all we got for you. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell here on YouTube. It really helps us out a lot. Also, we pimp the shirts, but patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for early original exclusive uncensored content. And you get an early look at our shirts because, like I said, there are some that are not going to be up there forever. So if you want it, grab it. You know, we've got one I know that'll be coming at some point. That's pretty cool.
And if you want to get $3 off the horror pack, you can use the code. Let's see. Now I'm waiting for it to come around because I forgot. Haunted Castle. So you can do that right now and get $3 off the horror pack.
Awesome. All right, guys, be sure to, on the 29th, check out our Full Moon show with Christian Hannah Horror. We've also got a Flesh Wound After Dark for you Patreon subscribe for you patrons.
That should be fun.
With Hayden Cornelius covering Super Hornio Brothers.
He may or may not be bringing a product that we want to get sponsored by in the future, so tune in and find out.
It's possible. You never know with Hayden.
He better.
As long Dan as he's wearing pants, like that's Dan about as much as
optional.
You can
it's Patreon.
Yeah. we've come close to that before.
Yeah.
We have had some near nudity on the show, haven't we?
Thank God for pre-tape. Oh, you know what? I should have just blurted it out. Left it.
Fuck.
Not the nudity we were looking for, but okay.
Well, no. I wasn't looking for either of that nudity, Dan. That was all you.
All right, guys. You have a good one, and stay tuned.
All right. With that being said, follow us across all the social media bullshits. You run all of them. Check us out on Twitch. Some of the Patreon exclusives will cross over to Twitch because we're trying to grow that thing and learn what the hell we're doing over there. So look at that, too. Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Dan.
Guten Tag. Good night.
Keep the hand down.
That's what I was saying. I'll shine.
I'll see you in Disneyland.